When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, bringing you exclusive highlights from the second one-day international that took place recently in Bloemfontein in South Africa, between South Africa and England. It was broadcast live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Your commentary team, made up of the likes of Mark Butcher, Andrew McKenna, myself, John Norman, as well as Gareth Batty, Matt Pryor, and also Mickey Arthur. Jared Kimber, also part of the team as well. England went into the game knowing nothing less than a win would do if they were to keep the series alive. So let's hear how it turned out.
Mid on and square leg inside the circle as well. But here comes Parnell. Right. And again, ooh, that didn't pass a huge amount. And Jason Roy just squeezes it out on the offside. No run.
Here comes Ngidi. Oh, that's outside of off stump. And David Milan has just lashed it over long on. He's just fetched it all the way for six.
Sets off.
And bowls Jason Roy with a nip backer. Jason Roy, there was a gap between bat and pad, aiming a big drive. Five overs and three balls have been sent down. England, a 27 for one. Jason Roy, bowled by Ngidi, with one that just clipped the top of off stump.
Yeah, I don't think there's a cricket dressing room in the world that doesn't talk about the bowlers hitting the top of off. Wonderful, wonderful piece of bowling from Ngidi.
Parnell again, didn't pick up a wicket in the first ODI, and he has just trapped David Milan flush in front. The finger goes up, and unless Milan has got a little edge onto that, I don't think he's going to review. But no, a little chat with Ben Duckett, and David Milan is going to have to walk off. Parnell has struck here in the second ODI. England have lost both openers. The 33 for two. Jensen for his second over, and Harry Brook tries to cut this delivery, which is close to the body, and gets another thick inside edge, which whistles past the off stump and down to the boundary for four. Themba Bavuma, head in hands. Not for the first time. We've seen a bowler triumph, but the fortune go the way of England. 46 for two now.
Comes Norkia again, wide on the crease. Brook swings it away out towards deep fine leg, and that has gone many a mile. What a stroke that is. What a player this young Harry Brook is. That looked as though the ball arrived at around 72 miles an hour. Being that it's Henrik Norkier, it would have been closer to 92, and he has just dismissed it on the pull shot. Swivel pull, six. 71 for two now. That next ball is short again, and Brook this time keeps the ball along the floor. Another swivel pull shot. It's gone fine, a fine leg, three or four bounces and into the fence. And in a flash there, 10 runs from two deliveries from Norkia. Brook is on the way, 32 from 27 now. Duck it down the ground, well, that's not a traditional strength. And he bangs it straight to the man. Milan, substitute fielder out there at long on. That is unusual. That's a really interesting choice from Ben Duckett. And one that you would imagine he's had a bit of a brain fade with. He took a couple of steps down, tried to bang it over long on for six, and has just picked out the man on the fence at long on.
Yeah, just lost his shape. I think we'll give Maharaj a little bit of the credit here, because he gets the ball up and down. You can see as Duckett's advancing, the ball starts to drop from above the eye line and drops nicely, and has that sort of in-canter on the drop, so it limits where Duckett can get. He ends up dragging it to that sort of wide long on. He was looking straighter in his approach down the wicket, but a good piece of bowling, the drop makes him drag it. Like you say, Butch, it's uncharacteristic, I think, for Duckett. If he gets out sweeping, fair enough. That's possibly a risk he didn't need to take.
Maharaj is angling that one in towards Midland leg, but Butler has just pinged it backward a square with the reverse sweep. In fact, the ball might have gone on to hit middle stump, but Butler got out and smothered it and hit that so, so hard on the reverse sweep that it's crashed into the fence before I had time to finish my sentence.
I mean, the precision that modern day players, and Josh Butler is right up at the top of the list of reverse sweepers in the world. It's almost like playing a forward defensive tune. Picks the gap, boom. It's great power in it. There's an awful lot of his hockey skills from school days in there, but it's wonderful batting.
Change of ends from Norkia. Oh my goodness, that's a good shot. Josh Butler. Delivery 87 mile an hour loosener from Norkia. It's a little short, it's a little wide, and Butler on the back foot, up on his toes, just punched it to the left of extra cover, and it flew into the fence before the sweeper could do anything about it.
As he hit it, he was running towards Brook, and he said, come back, and it's hit the signboard before they had a chance to tap at the far end. Magnificent shot.
Maharaj is hammered into the onside, correction, over the onside by Harry Brook. Lands on the grass bank, all the way for six. Brook goes to 48 from 44. England 1-12 for three. What a special play. Harry Brook waits, turns on the onside and will go to 50 with a comfortable single from 46 balls. 115 for three.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Full ball-by-ball commentary of the second ODI, live and exclusively from Bloemfontein. Only on TalkSport 2.
Maharaj, left arm around, slip in place. Brook goes back and hammers another one over the leg side. This time wide long on, all the way for six. And Brook puts another one over the rope for the maximum. 128 for three. Brook's got 59. Harry Brook has just taken Parnell up and over the leg side and over deep backward square for another six. That is a magnificent shot. That's an 86 mile an hour delivery that Harry Brook has just spun on, helped on its weight, got deliberately underneath it, and climbs over the boundary by absolutely miles. England 140 for three.
Yeah, Harry Brook is just showing his utter quality and class here. I mean, it's just incredible. We've watched England batsmen struggle on a pitch that definitely has something in it.
He's driving on this occasion. Oh, through the covers for four more. Glorious. Glorious from Harry Brook. Six and four, completely different shots, both completely controlled and both beautifully executed. 73 not out, England 144 for three.
Malcolm in again, and it's a thick outside edge, and it's going to be caught. Harry Brook tries to go downtown, but the ball squirts up and over and is caught on the cover boundary. And that is exactly the breakthrough that South Africa needed, because Brook looked in rich form. But one big shot too many, and he's got to go. Huge blow for England there, Matt Pryor.
Huge blow. What a shame this is. And we said Markram's first over. Do they stick or twist? They know they could just milk Markram. It's not the way that this England team plays. They want to attack the weak option or the weaker option. No, I think Brook was trying to, well, he was obviously trying to hit it a bit straighter. I think he was trying to hit inside out over extra cover, but just slices it a little bit too much. Obviously, Bloemfontein, the ball travels a long way, and unfortunately for this, for Harry Brook, this time it travels all the way to the fielder on the boundary. England now 155 for four.
Markram has given Josh Butler another tempter. This is even wider. This was a hit me ball. And Butler does exactly that, one bounce four.
Reverse sweep from Josh Butler is going to find the fence again. Keshav Maharaj must have thought he'd done everything right there. A little flatter, a little straighter, but Butler had already decided that the ball was going to be reverse swept. And boy, did he execute that well. Markram is in, round the wicket to Moeen Ali, who plays a slog sweep, and he has belted it. Absolutely belted, melted, smelted over mid-wicket for six. And left arm spin and Moeen Ali are a mixture that Moeen fancies. He really enjoyed that, and that is a great way to get yourself ticking. Josh Butler goes to 50. And it's been done with minimal fuss, really. It's 50 from 49 deliveries. The England fans are on their feet. And the England captain has 23 50s now in his 161 one-day internationals. Stays over the wicket to the left-handed Moeen Ali, and he has creamed that through extra cover. That is a handsome slash through the offside from the beard that's feared, Moeen Ali.
What a shot this is. This is beautiful. Makes you want to purr when you see shots like this. Smack in the middle of that wonderful flowing bat. Holds his back foot position and just lashes it through extra cover. What a shot from Moeen Ali.
Amrit Nolkir is in once again, and he's hit back over his head by Moeen Ali. One, two, three bounces, and it rolls all the way. It's back-to-back boundaries from Moeen Ali. Definitely looks like Moeen Ali's pressed a button here at the moment. He's going to enjoy this.
Yep, you talk about going through the gears. Moe's gone from third to eighth, I think, in the last couple of overs. Gareth Batty and Mark Butcher were saying about Andrik Nokia coming back on, attacking Moeen Ali, but at the moment it's backfired. Moeen Ali has got the better of Nokia so far.
Moeen Ali, though, has just helped himself to a ball through wide mid-on for four, and Moeen Ali goes to another half century with a quite spectacular shot. Nokia around the wicket, outside of off stump, and Moeen Ali says, come over to my side. That's his sixth 50 in one day internationals for Moeen. Arnell comes in again, a ball has gone for the leg side, got all of the leg side. It might just come down in the car park. It's certainly not coming down on the playing surface. Josh Butler is going to join the party, it would seem, Matt Pryor.
England certainly have pushed the button here, and Butler now joining Moeen Ali. Another, I mean, this is more a shot, say you'd expect of Josh Butler, or one-day cricket. Across the line, back of a length again, nothing wrong really from the bowler. Butler has just lent into it, given it everything, and off it goes for six runs.
In goes Parnell, left arm over the wicket. It's Chris Wokes clipping to fine, fine leg. Will the fielder get round? No, he won't. Nokia can't get there. Boundary for Wokes. He goes to seven, 268 for five.
Oh, a cruel game for the bowlers this time of the innings. Just straight, only a fraction on line. Parnell is wanting to cramp Wokes, not wanting to give him too much room. This time, just a bit too straight. Little bit of a clip round the corner. Went very fine, fine leg for four. Wokes is off and running in the boundary count.
The left armour. It's a shorter and wider outside of off stump. Wokes gets it down to third man, through third man. Hendricks it was. It bounced just in front of him and died on him. He thought it was going to sort of come to him maybe just around knee height. It actually was sort of mid-shin and completely did him and goes away for four. 273 for five. Tom around, backing away is Wokes, and he's edged it through to Klassen and the keeper, and he's out. 275 for six. And Wokes goes for 14 from 16 balls. England 275 for six, five balls into the 44.
A little cameo there from Chris Wokes. Pretty much a runner ball. Quite nicely, but just showed there's enough in the surface still that the new batter's coming in. It's difficult.
Ngidi is in. This is a wide. Butler crashes this towards the deep square boundary. It's going to pick up four as well. The fielder possibly caught on his heels, is well in front of deep point. little bit of frustration from Anguidi that Parnell couldn't track that down. And that's a boundary, and they needed one too from an English perspective. 7-1 now, Butler, the score 2-8, 6-6. Butler gets the ball up, stays deep in his crease. This is pitched up by Anguidi, and Butler has launched this over mid-wicket. In fact, that has cleared not just the boundary, not just the stands, that's gone out the ground. 292-6.
Stable base there from Josh Butler. Walked across the crease, stable base, and got his weight through the ball. He's executed that brilliantly, almost like he was on the first tee at Royal Birkdale. He hit that so well. Great shot. Opened his hips, cleared his front leg, and allowed himself to hit through the line of the ball. Brilliant, brilliant shot.
Anguidi again, Curran, under a little bit of pressure. Well, he stays still in the crease and has pulled this straightish over the long on boundary for six.
Yeah, that was poor execution from Lungi Anguidi. I could see what he wanted to do. He took pace off, bowled a cutter, but you can't bowl the cutter halfway down at that pace to a guy like Sam Curran, and he deposits it for six.
Well, there he goes again. That is an absolute beaut of a shot from Sam Curran. He moves a touch towards the leg side, but the base again is still, and he has lofted this cover drive up and over Ngidi's head and away for another six.
That is a hell of a shot.
Ngidi back, hits right arm over the wicket. Curran has just slammed him into the speaker on the other side of the advertising. That's another six over long arm. Curran is starting to find his range. What a shot from Butler. This is, that's a one bounce four down the ground, and once again just a touch of movement towards the offside, but essentially the base is set and he can just get under the ball and power the ball back over the bowler's head, and it's another boundary. 332 for six. Curran again, it does target the same boundary. It's gone aerial and is an incredible attempt at a catch, Superman style by Keshav Maharaj, but as he dived backwards towards the boundary, he couldn't quite get his hands on the ball. Round the wicket again from Nokia. Has this been caught behind? Sam Curran has edged it through to Klaassen, and he's going to have to make his way. So Nokia has struck in the final over of the innings. Curran has got to go for 28. He's done his job, though. England lose their seventh here. On TalkSport 2, they're 329 for 7. It's squirting away to the boundary. It's doing more than that, actually. Butler has somehow got this delivery, which was pitching in and arrowing in onto leg stump. Again, movement to the left, and he has seen this ball fly to backward deep square leg for another boundary. Moves to 91. One ball left in the inning. Final ball to be bowled by Heinrich Nokia. And Josh Butler's got under it. It's gone up. Has it got enough for distance? It plugs in the outfield, but the fielder's in. And Butler will definitely come back for two. And again for three. So a decent effort. All ends up for England, really. They finish on 342 for seven. Josh Butler top scoring with 94.
Ball-by-ball commentary of the second ODI, live and exclusively from Bloemfontein. Only on TalkSport 2.
Chris Wokes has the new ball in his hand, and he'll be bowling to Quentin de Kock. He's in, and de Kock is forward, driving that fluid bat swing of his, but doesn't manage to find the middle of the bat. He does find mid-off, and second innings is underway at the Mangrang Oval in Bloemfontein.
Wokes is a little short this time, and Bavuma, who is also a little short, pulls it away back with a square for the first boundary of South Africa's innings.
Yeah, nice shot here. You'd expect Bavuma, short in stature, been good on the short ball. Wokes just pitching, I mean, it is only just short as well. Anyone slightly taller probably would have only been able to play that on the back foot, but Bavuma swings back, swings the hands through, almost like a pull pickup shot.
Wokes in again, overcorrects. It's full, it's a half volley, and the ball just bobbles over the outstretched hand of Ollie Stone. He gets a thumb on it, but not enough to stop it from going away for four. Consecutive boundaries, that's got the locals on their feet out there in Bloemfontein. Topley is in, Bavuma goes over the infield, hoisting it out towards the leg side. That's a magnificent shot. He stood there and just picked it up off a length and has dumped it way, way back over mid-wicket.
Temba Bavuma means business.
Yep, another fantastic shot. Not a lot wrong from Tuffley. You can see what he's trying to do. Swing it back into the right-hander. Get it full, looking for that LBW in bold. But Bavuma has met it beautifully. One stride down the wicket. Pick-up shot over mid-wicket. Straight mid-wicket for six.
Threads that one through, between extra cover and mid-off. And that's another terrific stroke for four. Temba Bavuma with consecutive boundaries in the previous over. He's pulled off the trick, but the first one was a maximum this time.
Yeah, Bavuma very quickly moving to 25 from just 16 balls.
A little straight there, and that's been turned away around the corner. Past Adil Rashid, that'll find the boundary as well. So Bavuma continues his good touch, continues to find the boundary, the South Africa captain. 33 without loss.
Wokes in to the left-handed Quinton de Kock, who pulls him over mid-wicket for six in a shot very reminiscent of one he played on Friday. Well, I tell you what, if his hand's hurting, I wouldn't mind mine hurting like that, because that's a brilliant shot. De Kock goes to 10, 46 without loss, South Africa.
It's more what we'd expect from Quinton de Kock, definitely. Wokes, again, England going with a lot of slow balls, cutters into this dry surface. De Kock onto it like a flash, rocks back, gives it the absolute kitchen sink.
So outside of off stump this occasion, square driving Chris Wokes for four. He went square leg side the previous delivery, that square offside for four, six and four, and South Africa's 50 is up in six overs and five deliveries. Quinton de Kock now has 14 from 12. And he's now swinging hard at this one from Chris Wokes. And he's got a thin edge on it through the slips, and it'll run away for four. Six, four, four for Quinton de Kock. He's now got 18, 54 without loss after seven here on TalkSport 2.
Short delivery, and that's been absolutely dispatched. 4 foot Bavuma, 50 up for the captain. That was a sweetly struck ball shot. We know he can take on the short ball. He's just showed one.
Oh, wow. The noise it made off the bat. It was literally like Sunday. It's pheasant shooting just up the road. Bang! It went off the bat. Wonderful shot from Bavuma. He needed to answer some critics, and he's starting in fine fettle. 50 or 47 balls. Great pull shot.
Now, Quinton de Kock again has played that reverse. He's timed that one brilliantly. It lands centimetres inside the boundary rope. And that will be four rather than six. But he missed out the previous attempt. He did not miss out that one. Quinton de Kock again goes on the reverse. Hits that one better. And it's almost a hockey shot, sort of Joss Butler style. He beats the man who started off at backward point. And it skims away. Consecutive boundaries, 74 without loss.
Bringing it into the leg side, and Duckett takes the catch. Stone gets a wicket in his first over.
And I wonder if Quinton de Kock just got a little bit distracted with the pain of that ball thudding into his thigh, the one before. This one was a pickup that he's tried to help on its way onto the leg side. And Duckett, coming in off the boundary, takes a good low catch.
Forward is Van der Dussen, and beats the dive at extra cover. That will whistle away to the boundary. And the century maker from Friday has got off the mark on a Sunday. He's four not out, and the score 86 for one. This is a short again from Curran. No real pace. And Bavuma is quickly onto that. That was quite wide above stump, but pulled up and over mid-wicket for the second boundary of the over. 91 for one, South Africa on TalkSport 2, and they're going well. Curran again, inside edge, bit of fortune going the way of Bavuma. Butler dives to his left. Curran only get a fingertip on the ball, but not enough to stop it. Racing away to the boundary for another four. So three fours from the over, 13 in total. And South Africa chasing that big score at Bloemfontein. Rashid is in. Switch hits from Rassie van der Dussen. And he has smashed this away for four. Short again. Van der Dussen on the pull. And that's a crowd catch. In fact, I think that's hit somebody in the queue for the ice cream van. Yeah. Huge six from van der Dussen. He's only been at the crease for 11 deliveries. But he's already raced away, 20 not out, South Africa 117 for one. It's a short delivery, and Themba Bavuma says thank you very much, Adil Rashid, a half tracker that has been pulled all the way to the deep square leg boundary. And we go again. Bavuma moves to 71 and the score 123 for one. Rocks back to Bavuma and plays this beautifully through mid wicket, past at mid on, and that's another four. He moves to 76. South Africa 129 for one. This is Whitgiven crashed away to the left of backward point and all the way to the boundary. That's a handsome shot from Bavuma, but was there to be hit. 134 for one.
Yeah, Ollie Stone just losing his way here. This is the original short and wide one. A man of Bavuma's quality and form. That's not where you want to be bowling, and he meets it head on. Great shot, puts it away to the boundary.
Sam Curran comes in, he's round the wicket to the right-handed Bavuma. It's down the leg side, it's turned away in traditional fashion. Just a lovely little leg glance, and that runs away for four. It's a bad start to Sam Curran's third over.
Over the top from Themba Bavuma. It was a leg break, it was flighted, but it was width again, and Bavuma just got his front leg out of the way and popped it over mid-off. It was up inside the circle for one bounce four. This is a supreme innings from the South African captain. Adil Rashid comes in to start his fifth over. Bavuma has just creamed it through for extra cover and has made 100. Now he's skipping around like a newborn lamb. He punches the glove into the badge on his shirt. That is a terrific moment for South Africa's captain.
Not disappointment though from Sam Curran. He's got Bavuma to go miles outside his stumps and plays it onto middle pole. Curran gets into his face, gives him a send-off, but Themba Bavuma is walking off with a century to his name, and the crowd in Bloemfontein are standing to applaud the South African skipper. A quite fabulous innings. He goes 174 for two, the scoreline, with the first ball of the 28th.
He goes in, Van der Dusen with a big stride outside of off stump, and he's swept it around backward to square. Curran's got no chance of cutting that, but off, and it goes for four. Van der Dusen to 38, South Africa 178 for two.
Great tussle. What a shot, Van der Dusen, meeting fire with fire. Rashid spun a couple at him early in the over. He's still looking to take the aggressive option. The hard sweep hits him hard behind square. His man is in front of square. He sees that as no risk. Two balls ago, we thought he was gone. This is the beauty of the game that's unfolding in front of us. It's all happening.
He goes on the reverse. Once again, but he's caught by Moeen Ali.
Not today, he's not.
Well, that's going to drop. Van der Dusen walks off. Can't believe it. He's gone down on the one knee, reverse hit to Adil Rashid, and he picks out Moeen Ali, who was initially starting off at point. Almost becomes backward square leg, and that is massive for England. They get rid of Themba Bavuma, the first ball of the 28th over, and now with the fifth ball of the 29th, they get Razi van der Dusen. Both set batsmen gone, and England might just be thinking what happened to them on Friday could happen today. They lost wickets around the 28, 29, 30 over mark that completely changed their innings in the run chase. Van der Dusen goes for 38 from 38.
And that's what makes this England white ball team so dangerous. They get a sniff and they hunt. They hunt as a pack and they have a skill set to back it up. Adil Rashid, arguably the best of the best in the world right now, gets the wicket. It's not with a screamer that pitches leg and it's the top of off.
Chris Wokes will start a new over. Oh, beautifully driven back past the bowler. Markram has timed the cover off of that one. Just on the onside of straight. And Chris Wokes starts a new spell with a boundary. 182 for three, South Africa.
Yeah, and Aidan Markram gets off the mark with a boundary. What a great shot that is.
Shorter and smoked past the top leg. Mid-off, actually, it wasn't that square, but no chance of catching that, and that's another four. Stone again, that's a handsome shot, but has Klaassen got all of it? Well, he hasn't, but the fielder that had been on the boundary rope at mid-wicket for Markram has been pulled in,
clears him and away for another four. 223 for three.
Full ball-by-ball commentary of the second ODI, live and exclusively from Bloemfontein. Only on TalkSport 2.
It's going to be Klaassen facing Ollie Stone. It's been England's most threatening bowler. Whip and caught! Superb flying catch behind the stumps from Joss Butler. A decent ball from Ollie Stone. But Klaassen's tempo has been up there from the start. It's gone in this far, but no further. He's been caught behind at 427. South Africa lose their fourth wicket. And that may well be the bit of brilliance from behind the stumps that England needs. South Africa, 233 for four.
The extra pace of Ollie Stone. Pace always does some funny things. The extra pace has opened the door again. Really, really good catch that. Klaassen went hard at it, threw his hands at the ball, got the outside edge. Stone at good pace. That ball flew to Joss Butler, who took it diving to his right. A really, really good catch there. Now the game's alive.
Shorts, and that has been smashed into the grassy banks. Not that you can see much grass, because there is a more than healthy crowd in on the ground. Mickey Arthur, you wondered aloud whether Rhys Topley could see out the over. And sadly, from an English perspective, the answer was no.
Coach killer, that's all I can say. Exit your over. You've got to be able to exit your over. He dropped it in too short. And Markram's hit that with a lot of power. Stone goes in. Markram hits in the air. Down towards long off, but it's over the mid-off fielder. And Moeen Ali's going to have to try and run back to the boundary, and he can't catch it up. It's a boundary four, and the 250 is up for South Africa. 250 for four after 37 overs and two balls. It means they need 93 more from 76 balls here on TalkSport.
Moeen Ali to complete the over.
Miller's down on one knee and sweeping this around from outside of off the backward of square through square leg for a boundary to finish the over, and it now takes South Africa to 246 for four, therefore the target under 100.
Yeah, real tough from Moeen Ali with only four fielders outside. There's always a gap, there's always a segment of the field that the batters can exploit, and Miller this time, great hard sweep, sit just behind, and what could have been an OK over from England turns into a difficult over with the nine runs scored off.
And that's in the air towards extra cover. And it is so often the way in modern cricket. Extra cover for me is always a little bit too square. Had he been a little bit straighter in a more traditional position, that would have landed in Moeen Ali's lap at extra cover. As it is, it's four. When it was in the air, it wasn't hit particularly hard. And, well, I'd put that down as a chance. Slower ball, wide of the stumps. Miller. Oh, Miller, it is Miller time. That is absolutely extraordinary. Wild stroke from Miller. Topley has got the ball almost inch perfect in the block hole. Miller backed away a tiny fraction and has somehow hit the ball off the full face of the bat with a horizontal bat. This is the Yorker length, mind you. And it has gone over the man on the cover sweeper's head for six. And was on its way up as it went over his head.
Well, we can forget my boring chat about keepers taking the ball in front of the stumps. That is a remarkable shot.
He goes, oh, that's a beauty! That is an absolute stunning, magnificent googly from Adil Rashid. Aidan Markram done, all ends up. It flashes through the gate, knocks out his leg stump, and there is the moment that England wanted. That's why they brought him back, and Adil Rashid has delivered.
What a piece of bowling. Super skillful. The ball before pushed through a bit more, the front of the hand sitting him back, goes for the wrong and gets it above the eye line, gets him thinking forward, gets him thinking down the ground, but comes across the ball through that little gate. It's a gator, hits the top of middle. Wow, Adil Rashid, take a bow, my friend.
The left-handed Miller gets across his stumps. Oh, that's a wonderful shot. That is such a good shot from David Miller. Shuffled outside off stump and then just played an orthodox sweep shot. He created the angle with the foot movement, beat the man out at deep backward square, and brings up a risk-free boundary.
Yeah, it was the early footwork, just a
little shuffle across his stumps to create the angle. He wanted to get on the offside of the ball so he could paddle it finer. But gets enough bat on it. Man out on the boundary had no chance.
This time he gets down on the back leg with a slog sweep and deposits it 15 yards back from the boundary cushions. It's gone all the way for six. Adil Rashid gambled. He went up. He tossed it up above the eye line and Jansen said, thank you very much, and banged it away for six. South Africa go past 300.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'll raise you a six. What a shot from Jansen. The long levers negates an amount of Rashid's skill. He negates the drop. He gets under the flight of the ball with those long arms and bang, it's gone.
He's in once again for the free hit. Oh, it's a full toss again. Miller's climbed into this, belted it back over the bowler's head all the way for six. Well, that was the one ball that Topley didn't want to bowl. It was just hanging there thigh height and Miller has dispatched that for six. He goes to 47 from 30. More significantly, South Africa are closing in on this target. 343 is the requirement. They're 319
starts
as Miller waits for Curran. 48 not out. Curran goes in, left arm over. Back foot timed well by Miller. Wokes is going around at the extra cover sweeper. Knocks it down, regathers. They will take a couple. And Miller will go to his half century, his 20th in this form of the game. The look on his face, though, is a man that said that really doesn't matter in the slightest. The important bit is 325 for five, turning that into 343 to win the game.
That's exactly right. This has been a class innings, though. 50 of 33 balls, two fours, two sixes, striking at 151. This is some innings from David Miller.
Final ball of the over. It's hit off the back foot by Jansen Hard. Through mid-off, it goes through wide. Long off, and it goes away for four. Topley can't get around, and surely that's it. 341 for five after 49 overs. It means two runs are needed from the six balls that are left. Well, it's Chris Wokes who's going to bowl it. He goes in, bowls a half volley to David Miller, who pumps him over long off for six. That is it. Game, set, match and series. South Africa win by five wickets. They go 2-0 up in this three-match series. And take your hat off to them. Set 343 for victory. They have got there with five balls to spare to win by five wickets. And Miller, 58 from just 37 deliveries. It is a special innings. Themba Bavuma, 109. Got it all going. Aidan Markram weighing in with 49 as well. Jeez, what a day's cricket we've had. Thick end of 700 runs in a day. And South Africa come out on top and go 2-0 up. And we have to say, Mickey Arthur, that's a heck of a run chase they've just put together there.
That was a very, very impressive run chase that. Started by Themba Bavuma, played incredibly well at the top of the order. Finished off by David Miller and Marco Jansen with great contributions all the way down. Tremendous run chase that from South Africa. They'll be very, very happy with that.
Thanks for listening to the Following On podcast. Big thanks to the commentary team. And of course, we will be bringing you live and exclusive cricket from New Zealand in February. The two test series that are taking place out there. The TalkSport cricket team packing their bags as I speak, heading out to New Zealand. So thanks for listening to the show. And the third batch of this three-game series between South Africa and England will be published via the Following On feed tomorrow.
Thank you. Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.